It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Ron and Anian.
One thing I know, the way my dad did auto repair and the way I'm doing auto repair is not going to be the same way in 20 years.
It might get a little greasy. It might bend, but it won't break. When things get hard the way they do, you don't just walk away. It might start a little rusty, but it'll shine.
The Car Doctor.
Can it get through like the next 6 months with 2 out of 3?
Probably. You know, if your sister's not going to be the little old lady from Pasadena and go drag racing with it.
Definitely not. It's quite the opposite.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Well, that was kind of spooky. and only Tom Ray and I will understand that because had you heard the conversation we had just before the show, and then that opening rolls around, and I guess we aren't just fixing cars, are we, Tom? You know, we're fixing people and changing lives, and I guess that's what it's all about.
And bringing a smile to people's faces.
Yep, I think so. I want to talk a little bit about this 09 Honda Odyssey that I had this week, P0325. A P0325 is a knock sensor fault, and it can be a little debilitating because it P0325 in any vehicle is a little difficult to find sometimes. And it, more often than not, it's the result of what I'm going to tell you here. And that's kind of a general blanket statement across multiple car lines. This P0325 is a knock sensor fault. A knock sensor is a device that tells the onboard computer whether or not the engine is pinging or detonating or knocking, generally from poor gasoline. Remember the, if you're old enough to remember this, but, you know, I remember the bad gasoline cars of the 70s and the 80s where if you ran an octane too low or you were pulling the hill and there were carbon deposits and knocking and detonation, all sorts of things going on, that the engine would struggle and chuggle and it was too much timing. It was too much spark advance, right? And they always told you go to a higher octane or get a decarbonization and, you know, something along those lines, maybe retard timing a little bit on an older engine. Maybe it had a bad timing chain. There's all sorts of things and all sorts of problems that, you know, generated off a conversation about, hey, my engine makes noise going uphill. It struggles. Well, along came computer cars, and computer cars, you know, changed the game. They added sensors. They added controls. They were just trying to make the engine more efficient. They were trying to control emissions. They were trying to make them more maintenance-free. They were trying to make them last longer. And in many ways, they achieved that. They did set that up. It's gotten better. It's gotten better. It's gotten worse in some cases. But for the most part, it's gotten better. Enter this 09 Honda Odyssey, P0325. That tells the onboard computer that it did not receive a signal from the knock sensor. Well, and you ask yourself, yeah, but Ron, if it's only going to tell the computer when the engine is pinging or making noise from too much spark, how does it know if the engine's running good? Well, that's simple. What the computer will do is it will advance spark. It will bring the engine up to at a given time and moment in the engine's operating day. It will advance spark, right, run the timing up until it just starts to hear noise, all right? It's that faint distance hollow. It's kind of like, you know, when mom would yell out the back window dinner time and you, is that really mom? Yeah, it better be mom, otherwise I'm getting the spoon when I get home. So, and not to feed me. And it sees and hears that signal. It sees it electronically. It hears it electronically, however way you want to think about it. And it says, okay, that circuit's working. I can now trust the knock sensor. And it passed its test, and everything's good. But when it does that, when it hollers out the window, and it doesn't hear a signal, it says, wait a minute, there's a fault, and turns on the light. Sets a code, turns on the light. P0325 is a different type of a fault in the sense that it's a dynamic fault. It's not a static fault. And that's really what I wanted to talk to you about today, because we talk about this in other terms. We talk about it in terms of circuit testing. Is it a performance fault or a circuit fault? Well, here's a classic example of a performance fault. All right. Just to prove the point, in the course of this diagnosis, I cleared the code and I sat and I let the engine run in the bay. And I power braked it a little bit, and I just let it run and run and run for about 15, 20 minutes. I went down and I wiggled wiring harness, just wanted to see if wiring harness would change anything, which it wouldn't, and I knew it wouldn't. I just wanted to prove my point. Didn't set a fault code. Danny, I'm going out on the road. Went down to the end of the driveway of the shop, made a right, went up West Prospect Street, went to the corner, went further up West Prospect Street, went around the turn by the pond, and before I got more than 3/4 of a mile from the shop altogether, bang, the light came on. It ran its test. It hollered out the window. Got back to the shop. Yep, P0325. It's a dynamic test. Now, you can use that as part of your diagnosis. And that's the other point I wanted to make today. I knew that I couldn't trust and use a scan tool for any valuable information other than, am I getting a signal or not? Now, truth be told, when I looked at knock sensor signal by scan, it showed me voltage blips. But I don't want to trust that. I don't know what those voltage blips mean for that particular car. And unless somebody's going to write a book, because every car is going to be different, I don't want to do that. Was I seeing the command that the PCM was sending out? Was I seeing a substituted command? Because a lot of times a modern vehicle, and when I say modern, something made in the last 20 years, so think about that, going back through 2004, and actually Ford had this going back into the early 90s, substitute values. They will substitute values to the point that they will display those substituted values on a scan tool. And you'll never know the difference. And you can fall into the trap if you're not careful. So knowing that I couldn't really trust scan tool data on the basis of dynamic, on the basis that it set the fault, I took out a borescope. A borescope is an electronic device just like plumbers and carpenters use, like doctors might use, like a dentist might use. And I stuffed it down under the intake manifold, and I saw what I expected to see, an animal nest. You see, that's the thing about knock sensors. Knock sensors on an engine that's knock sensor equipped, the majority of them seem to be under intake plenums. I've seen GM put a few knock sensors on the outside of the engine block, but for the majority of them, they're underneath the intake manifold. They're down in a very nice, suitable location where animals, where critters in cars, where they like to crawl and get underneath and hang out. And just when you think that's just not bad enough, The critter looks up and it goes, oh, look at the wiring harness. Wow, I really like chewing on that. So it's like perfect for them. It's a dry shelter. They've got a snack, right? They're able to do what they need to do and achieve it. And it's great for them. And it makes them happy. And that's just what this animal did. It chewed up the wiring harness. It built a nice little nest. It actually broke the knock sensor. It knocked the knock sensor over. It knocked the knock sensor over. It broke it right off its base. Yeah, that's the way I said it. Sure enough, pulled the intake off, pulled the plenum off, pulled the lower intake off. And there it was. No animal, thank God. But the nest was huge enough that you wondered what was in it. And then again, you didn't care because it wasn't there anymore. So, replaced the knock sensor. Honda has a piece called the sub-harness connector. We changed the sub-harness connector, the knock sensor. There were some tears and chews at other little places in the wiring harness because I guess it wasn't hungry just eating what was in front of it. It wanted a little bit more. So we kind of picked that up too. And lo and behold, put it all back together and it was fixed. And the point of all this really becomes that, you know, it's critters and cars. Dynamic versus static. And you can use that. You know, if you think about what you're trying to achieve, how does it work? What was the engineer's objective? What were they thinking when they designed the part and how would they test it when it failed? You can figure a lot of things out without having to do any additional reference information or you know, pulling your hair out. It's good to take a step back. It's good to understand how the circuit or the component works in order to properly repair it. And that's just what we went through with this Honda. And down the road and gone. It just worked out. So I just thought you'd like to know that. And then, of course, obviously, something we've been doing for the last couple of years to prevent the reoccurrence, because I know everybody says, hey, how do you keep it from happening? NHOU, New Hampshire Oil Undercoating. Use a little mouse out oil spray and coat the bottom valley. And it's going to last. It won't last forever. It'll last a couple of, my guess is it'll last a couple of 2-3 years because it's got some good cling factor to it. But, you know, NHOU oil with mouse out with that deterrent will keep those animals out of there because fortunately under the intake manifold, there's not a lot of liquid like it would be on the chassis of the car. It's not going to get washed out over time. It's going to hang around for a good long time. As a matter of fact, we've been doing NHOU oil under intake plenums like that for a while now, probably the better part of, I'm going to say 3 years. And some of those cars are starting to come back for other things. And I always tend to look and I can see how it's shiny and wet down there. So without atmosphere against it, the oil lasts a good long time. Anyway, I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. The phone number here is 855-560-9900. I'll be back right after this to kick the phones wide open. Don't go away.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You'll have fun to look at it, it's a T-Brew. What's more fun than listening to Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor and getting that car fixed right? 855-560-9900. Give Ron a call. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's get over to Virginia and talk to David. David, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
I have a 2004 Dodge 2500 series, full cab, 8-foot bed, four-wheel drive, automatic transmission, Hemi engine.
Okay.
It's performed perfect up until not long ago. I put in four-wheel drive to drive over some of our property, and I went to make a turn for conversation. It's just like turning right or left on a side street from going into town. And when I made about half of a turn, the steering wheel wanted to control itself, and it just turned as tight to the right. And it felt like the truck was raising up when I had it in four-wheel drive, because it was some black ice. And four-wheel drive will prevent you from going so far, usually. But I tried it to the left. It does the same thing. It didn't give us no warning. I took it to three dealerships, and one tar alignment company. It's been in business probably 60 years or close to it, and none of them can figure out what it is. And all of them say it's normal. And also, the tar shop, there's two people that owns Dodge pickups. I think they're different years, but I rode in both of them, and they're doing the same thing. And they say it's normal. It's not normal.
So let me get this right.
It will actually take the steering wheel out of your hand.
It's only when you're it's only when you're in four wheel drive, David.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you put it in two wheel drive. The truck has no problem at all.
Nice.
All right. So just to cover the basics. Any recent tire work? The tires are same tires that were on there prior to the problem. Nothing's changed. No lifted tires. No different tires. Correct tire size on the truck. David? David, are you there? Did we lose David? I think we lost David. What happened? Maybe he went outside to check on the tires. All right, let's do this while Tom's trying to get David back. Did you see the articles? I wanted to talk about this, too. Did you see the article? You know, sometimes research Kathy just finds the worst things. She found an article this week from thestreet.com that, are we ready for $5 a gallon gasoline? 20% gains in crude oil prices this year may not slow down until fall, the article starts out, written by Charlie Blaine for The Street. For summertime, the article says, the sun will be out and the days will be warm and long. Be ready, there's a chance you're going to be looking at paying more now to fill up at a gas station. Don't be surprised if you see $5 a gallon or gas or more at the pumps if you're not paying that much already. What is everybody paying for gasoline? And then he goes on to, I think about this. Oil prices are the big driver. West Texas Intermediate, the benchmark U.S. crude, closed in on $87 a barrel a week ago. Brent, the global benchmark, settled above $91 a barrel. Those are gains of 21.3 and 18.20% apiece. The oil gains are products of the following four forces. Say that three times fast. Middle East tensions, global supply disruptions, OPEC and friends are wanting higher prices and more demand for gasoline and other products. Yeah, that's true. I see that. You know, it's, but I just make you aware of it. Are you aware of it? Are you ready for this in terms of $5 a gallon gasoline? Let's see. I understand David's back. David, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you. There you go. So, you know, I just want to cover the basics. Tires are all the correct size. Nothing's changed?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Imply, same as the manufacturer.
Right. So has anybody ever do any driveline fluid service to this truck?
Yes, sir.
How recently?
It's all perfect.
No, that's not what I'm asking. How long ago did they do it? Did they do it before the problem or after the problem?
Well, they did it before.
Okay.
It was by Chrysler.
Okay. So how long after they did it did the problem start?
Oh, it's been probably 3 months. No leaks or nothing.
No, I'm not talking about leaks. You're jumping ahead. So it was after driveline fluid service. Just to cover the bases,
yes, sir.
I want to be sure that all the fluids they changed were correct, because when I talk about driveline fluid service, I'm talking about, obviously, the front and rear axle, the transfer case, and the transmission.
Yes, sir.
I don't think this is an automatic transmission problem. I'm thinking more in terms of either the transfer case or if the rear axle is a posi, did they put a posi additive in the rear end?
I don't think so.
Okay, but is it a posi traction rear?
It wasn't on my bill.
Right. Is it a posi traction rear? Just because they didn't do it doesn't mean it doesn't need it. Did they miss a step? I'm not picking on anybody. I'm not saying anybody did anything intentionally or did something wrong. I'm just trying to unwind the problem. Right?
Okay. I understand.
Go ahead.
Didn't mention anything, and everything was good.
David, if they don't know that it's supposed to take, if they don't know it's a posi, or if somebody's not thinking, if the service writer isn't aware when he writes the bill at the dealership that the vehicle's a posi traction for some reason, okay? Listen, if everybody did everything perfect, your truck wouldn't be broken, right? All things considered, right? So we've got to start to think outside the box. We've got a broken vehicle. Vehicle's broken. Why is it broken? What steps weren't taken or were taken improperly is the first question I've got, because it's either somebody did something wrong during a service or something in the truck is broken. The only way I can determine if something in the truck is broken is to find out that they service it correctly, right? So it's a simple It's a simple case of go back to the dealer that serviced the driveline. And they can run the serial number of the vehicle. They can run the VIN. Usually it's the last 8 digits. And that will tell them whether or not that vehicle is equipped with a posi traction. If it's equipped with a posi traction, that vehicle needs a posi additive in the rear. If it doesn't, then I'm willing to bet this has a problem in the transfer case, and the transfer case is starting to bind. You know, maybe they could take a fluid sample from the transfer case. What does that look like? Call me back after you find out those things, David. I'm here for you. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. I'll return right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back. Ron Nene, the car doctor, Tom, posted up and told me that he did a quick look. Gas is now over $6 a gallon in California. So I guess that article was written with the intention for the rest of the country. And just to say that, yeah, it's. I think we're going to see the price of gas go up again. So just be aware, you know, whether it's real or not, it's everything's tied to everything and everything's affecting everything, it seems. So just be aware. Let's. I just want to comment real quick on David and his driveline fluids. Listen, when you're looking for a problem, you know, if you knew the answer, you wouldn't need to think about it, right? If you knew the answer, it would be fixed. You got to start to think back and go through things on a logistical sequence. You know, the fact that it's only in four-wheel drive tells me it's something's binding in the driveline. The fact that it's only in four-wheel drive tells me it's not the steering intermediate shaft, which I thought of also, but it's only in four-wheel drive, all right? Does he have different tire sizes on it? Did he change tire sizes since the problem started? Is there enough air in all the tires? Are the tires worn equally? Four-wheel drive on dry road will bind unless it's all-wheel drive. So from David's description, when he said his property, I'm assuming he's on a dirt road and not on a paved road. And I don't know why you would put four-wheel drive on a paved road anyway. So, you know, we're trying to break this down. Where's the fault? If it's not fluids, if it's not a chattering rear axle or incorrect fluids in either transfer case or one of the other driveline components, he's probably got a bad transfer case. But until you break it down and start to take it apart mentally in your head and then physically on the bench and start to examine, you won't get to the answer. So don't assume anybody did anything right. Don't assume they did anything wrong. Just verify what they did. Let's go over to Robert in Virginia, 04F150. Robert, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, I've got rust coming through my rear fender walls. And I'm just was wondering, is it easier just to take it to a body shop and have them try to fix it or just change that whole panel?
Well, I got to tell you, first, you show me a body shop that'll touch rust. And I'm not picking on the body shops, brother. I have the greatest respect for body guys. I have some very dear friends in the business that are body guys. And I understand what they say to me when they say, you know, Ron, the rust you see is only the tip of the iceberg. They always tell me, think of the Titanic. It only saw what was above the water. You're only seeing what's staring you in the face. For the rust to be right there, unless you get on it early. But, you know, this is an 04. This vehicle's 20, going on 21 years old. So what I would actually consider doing before we got into doing a panel, all right, because, you know, you're going to do all the work to take the panel apart, right, and then you're going to find even more, all right, is I would honestly try to locate a pickup bed for the truck in a dry state, Arizona, New Mexico, Southern California, Texas, right? And the price you would pay for that bed and shipping would most likely be cheaper than the work you're going to have to do to get that particular bed in shape. You know, I'll never forget, Robbie, one of the things I saw as a kid from my mentors and the guys that would take you out and show you how to go buy a used car. We'd go out to buy a used car, and the first thing they always did was they opened the trunk and they stuck their hand all the way in underneath the panel shelf, you know, the back shelf of the vehicle, where the back window sits against, and they would rub their hand under the back shelf, and I go, what are you doing? Checking for rust. You know, it's just a funny thing, right? It's just, and I never forgot that. And I said, why there? I said, the rust is on the outside. They said, no, it starts there and it works its way to the outside. Or sometimes the other way around. They said, but if it's not here, we're not going to expect to see it there. It just, you know, rust is everywhere. It's just like a disease, no matter where you go. And you got to get to it early enough. You know, I went through this on the Suburban tailgate. My 04 Suburban is actually an aluminum gate, and it corroded around the punch button for the lock cylinder. And going back probably about 4 or 5 years, it finally just started to lift the paint, and I had it all done, and I got to it early. And they told me, the body shop guy said, you know, listen, you lucked out, because had you let this go on, you would have been putting a tailgate on the truck. So...
I think you're right. It's too far gone. That's kind of what I was thinking. But
what color truck is it?
It's like a brown, the Ford Brown or whatever.
Right. And you might get lucky. They probably made more than two or three of those. So you might find a brown. You just might find a brown bed that's kind of weathered and looks right. and you won't even have to paint it. You'll just have to lift it up, drive it off, and that's an easy, you know what, that's a weekend swap in the driveway. Unbolt the bed.
Yeah, it's just a few bolts, right?
Yeah, it's just a few bolts. Disconnect the wires. Look at how the gas tank filler neck is hooked up. Obviously, make sure if, you know, are you a dual tank or a single tank?
Yeah, single tank.
Yeah, just make sure you match that. And then, you know, you could even support that, build yourself a 2x4 frame, jack the, lift the bed up, drive the truck out, drive the new bed underneath, so to speak, put it on a second frame next to the side of it. And, you know, either that or it's a couple of buddies and some pizza and beer on a Saturday afternoon listening to the Car Doctor. Either way, you'll get the objective acquired.
Yeah. So I'll drive it into work and just lift it with the crane.
There you go. Well, there you go. See, the problem solved, and you get to use the crane. Send us a picture, David. I'm sorry, not David. Robert, send us a picture of that if you do that. That'd be good for the Facebook page. All right.
Yeah. All right, so, man. I will. Thanks.
All right. You be well. You're very welcome, sir. Good luck to you. Yeah. Listen. You know, there's a lot of ways to do it, but when it comes to rust, rust is a hard thing to get rid of. And that's why you want to stay on top of it. That's why you want to, you know, be aware. That's why, listen, I will on all my vehicles. If I'm driving them through a snowstorm, I'm weird like this. I'll be the dopey guy out there with a garden hose spraying water underneath all the wheel wells the first chance I get. So I wash off all the salt. And it's staggering the amount of chemical they put on the road today. It's like there's a war on ice. And they just, you know, no expense spared to, because it all ends up on our vehicles. And then it just rots the vehicle. And then, you know, listen, if you're from Maine, I'm not telling you guys anything new. You guys know all this because, you know, it's something that the state of Maine always sticks in my mind because they've got so many issues up there with, you know, salt and corrosion and chemicals. I still remember, God, I bet it's 5 years now when the bridge outside Bath, Maine, maybe it's longer. There was an article written up that the bridge outside of Bath, Maine, actually corroded off its foundation due to the amount of chemicals that were being sprayed on the roadways over time. And it just rotted the bridge, and they had to close the bridge down and rebuild it. So I'll never forget that. So think about that on your vehicles, and that's why trucks like Robert's, you know, rot out. It's all those chemicals. Wash the underside of the truck, just as important as the top as well. 855-560-9900. Again, 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's 24/7 number, and it's live and active now. So give us a call when we return. I'll be back right after.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Ronnie the Car Doctor here, 855-560-9900 is the phone number. And by the way, thank you for your kind words. Again, Classic Car Doctor is doing well out there on the podcast page. We're posting old shows, 10-year older shows from, you know, days gone by, and talking about, you know, things that occurred 10 years ago in the automotive field. And it's interesting, right? Somebody sent me a note this week that I didn't expect this response, but it brought tears to their eyes, she said. Then she was hearing somebody talk about a car that their mom, who's now passed, was driving, and the person was having the same problems that the mom was having, and it just made her relive, you know, her mom's concerns over the car, and, you know, the whole experience that she had with the mechanic at the time. And she wrote me a note, and she says, "I wish we had found you sooner, and mom would have known the answer, because I heard you talking about her and giving the answer at that time." So I didn't think I was, having that kind of effect on people. But then again, that's the day today is kind of like. So let's get over and talk to Steve in Florida, 17 Patriot, and see what's going on here. Steve, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Yes, Tom, my car just keeps losing antifreeze. There's no leak that's visible. There's no smoke coming out of the engine.
Okay.
And it sits in the sun a lot. Because it's the second car, doesn't move around a lot.
Well, antifreeze won't evaporate. It'll evaporate over a long period of time, but not as readily as water. How much coolant are you using, and how fast a period of time?
Oh, I just had to pour a hop in, and that's probably like over 2 months.
Okay, so you put 2 quarts in 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you don't operate the vehicle, does it still seem to go away?
No, what it is when I don't operate the vehicle, that's when the antifreeze seems to disappear.
Okay. Then have you...
It's odd.
Yeah, that is odd. So you're saying you don't drive this, you mark the coolant bottle, take a black magic marker, mark the coolant overflow bottle, because our mind plays tricks on us, right? And you come back to that vehicle in a month, and the level's going to be down a quart?
It'll be down, at least. Yep.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do as a science project, all right?
All right.
I want you to mark the bottle. I want you to, I want you to write the date and a mark on the bottle, all right?
Yeah.
That's the day you checked it. I want you to check it in a week. I want you to check it in 2 weeks. I want you to check it in 3 weeks. Is it a gradual decline, or is it all at once?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Just to see, where's it going, number one. Number two, if you find that it's losing it, and, you know, unless you've just got something really strange here, because antifreeze doesn't evaporate. And if you want to try an experiment, take a gallon of antifreeze and leave it under the hood. Leave it under the hood of the truck.
Right.
Just take a full gallon of antifreeze. Yep. Put it under the hood of the truck.
Right.
Get yourself a gallon of antifreeze. Maybe where the side panel, you know, it's got a clear side panel, so you can see how low it is without opening the bottle. Right.
Yep.
And in theory, if it's evaporation, then the bottle should lose it just like the jug, right? You know, leave the cap on the jug. Leave the cap on the jug a little loose, just so it can, you know, kind of emulate it. All right. And if both of these prove false, then maybe you've got a seepy head gasket, and it's diluting a little coolant into the oil. Although you would think the oil level would have come up by now, right?
Right.
That the engine oil would show contamination. Now, as an aside, if we want to eliminate the engine as a possibility, a bottle of K-Seal would do wonders here, all right? K-Seal is the best head gasket sealer out there. It's not going to hurt anything. And as a preventative, this is an older vehicle. Well, it's only 7 years old, 8 years old. Higher mileage.
It runs like a charm.
Higher mileage, Steve?
It's under 100.
Yeah, it's getting up there. 2 liter or the 2.4?
The lesser of the two,
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't be afraid to put a bottle of K-Seal in it. And, you know, make sure if we think we're chasing a head gasket, K-Seal Ultimate, which has a third more sealing power against the head gasket fault. You can read about it. Go out to kseal.com, you'll be able to read about it. But that's what I would try, number one. Number two.
Right.
And then, you know, number three, you're not going to see any smoke out the tailpipe. You're not going to see any external signs because the catalytic converter, if it is burning it through the engine, will detect it. And then last, You don't have a brother-in-law playing a practical joke on you, do you?
No.
just
maybe a neighbor.
Just checking, right? You know, I ran into that a while ago. So, you know, just I always think about the possibilities. All right? Do those things. Call us back. Right. We always want to know. All right, Stephen?
Yes. Very good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. You too, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
855. Well, it's possible. If I live next door to Tom Ray, I would almost expect it, right? 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back, Ronnie, the Car Doctor. I think there are two tools that mechanics should be licensed to own and use before they actually are allowed to. One of them's a hammer, and the other one's a screwdriver. And I think if we took those away from the, you know, from a few select individuals, you would see a big improvement in the quality of auto repair. We had a 17 Suburban in the shop this week. And it was simple. You know, sometimes auto repair is it's the mistakes you make by assuming, because I always say you get beat mentally in this business, not physically, all right? And it's the mental mistakes you make. And we had a 17 Suburban that needed rear brakes. It had come in for an oil change the week before. The customer couldn't leave it that day for brakes. We couldn't get to it that day. We were too busy. So it came back, and it needed rear brakes. So we were, you know, scheduled it for rear brakes. We did rear brakes. Or we were trying to do rear brakes. So we got our pads and rotors. All right. You know, the boys at AutoZone came through again, and we went about doing our rear brakes, but it was late in the day. It's always late in the day. It's always, you know, you don't want to start anything big after 2 o'clock. And I always make this mental mistake. I go, hey, it's just rear brakes on a 17 Suburban with 60,000 miles on it. How bad could it be? And right. We took the rear brakes apart and we got to the right side, and Danny says, hey, Ron, come over here and look at this. And I walk over, and there are these two holes in the brake piston. Like, you could see where the pad, something had jammed itself into the piston, and we couldn't get the piston to go back into the caliper. It was, like, oblonged. So we real quick went out to the AutoZonePro.com website, looked it up, because they have great pictures there. And, you know, it's one of the things we love about AutoZone and the website for us pros. And we were able to see, and you know, listen, the Duralast calipers are just phenomenal, just in fit, finish, and everything else. But, you know, obviously we had them rush us over a pair. We were trying to figure out what happened. We realized the guy before us had put the inner brake pad He swapped the inner and the outer brake pad. He put the pads in the wrong place. So the locator pins for the outside pad were up against the piston. And that means that the gap was, you know, about a 16th of an inch too high. And we're figuring the only way he got the caliper on was a hammer and a screwdriver. He kind of just wedged it around enough. I'll make it fit, right? And, God, we got to take things away from these guys. They just shouldn't be allowed. It just shouldn't be allowed. If it doesn't fit, don't force it. I mean, that's got to be the rule. But that's my AutoZone Pro story for the week this week, and it's a true one. And tip of the wrench to the guys over at AutoZone. We appreciate all they do for us. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. It's been a pleasure. Till the next time, remember, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.